On a Monday morning, we'd normally grab Andrew Cadore and have a bit of a chat about all the brand new music you're going to be hearing this week on the station. Andrew is still away. I actually have Daniel Ahern, who's filled in more than a few times for Andrew, in with me instead. Daniel, very good morning.
Good morning to you, Nick. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
Now, what are we kicking off with when we talk about new music right across 2SER 107.3 this week?
So we're going to kick off with our feature album. It's Ooh. Forced Witness by Alex Cameron. We've got a track called Politics of Love. Now, it's album number 2 for the one-time member of Sydney's CK, with music like the soundtrack to any number of 80s cop flicks, full of synth-laden, steroid-hopping stadium rock. Cameron works the irony of our times into deft and hilarious social commentary through the eyes of many swaggering yet discordant characters. And they all happen to be men, would you guess? Quite the portrait of our times.
What an unusual album. I love the sound of it.
Yes. It's one of our stranger picks at 2SER, but I think the listeners are going
to
love it.
I think they're going to too. Let's have a little listen to Politics of Love right now. You could ride in on an eagle, baby. You could ride in on a rope. Makes no difference when you come round here. There ain't no politics in love. He's got such a great sound, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He shares some musical traits with Kieran J. Callanan, I find. And Kieran's actually on this record playing some guitar here and there. So
that is nice. I did not know they were collabing.
That's match made in heaven. They're good friends, apparently.
Oh, fantastic. All right, number 2. And I feel like you've picked something a bit cheeky for this one. I'm very excited about it.
Yes, well, I didn't actually pick this. This was Andrew's pick before he went away. So all conflicts of interest aside, this is the new record by Bus Vipers, a.k.a. me, titled Federal Highway. Earlier this year, I signed to Future Classic, and I'm putting out a record that I finished at the end of last year. It's about my time going between Sydney and Canberra, about being caught in liminal spaces, caught between two dimensions, between adulthood and childhood, and between, different relationships. And
so a super personal album for
you. It's a super personal album. It's very introspective. It's not like a lot of my other work. But I think the introspection came out because I was trying to make something cohesive. And it was the first time I actually attempted to write a record as opposed to single songs.
So a record that tells a whole story all the way through.
Yes, it tells a whole story. So I shudder to use the word, but it's a concept album of sorts.
No, I'm very excited for this. I think we're going to play Daniel's Exercise right now and just have a little bit of a listen.
That's right. If you want my respect, get on your knees and stroke it.
I like that fuzz. I've been enjoying all the Bus Vipers we've been playing.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's all right. When's this out?
This is actually out today, so I checked Spotify and Apple Music as I got up this morning, and it's all there, all 6 tracks. So
fantastic
get
stuff.
Get across it.
And congratulations
Thank
on
you
that.
So much.
All right, what do we want to go out with?
So then we've got the new LCD Sound System record, American Dream.
LCD Sound System, new album, wow.
They're back, despite purporting to have broken up in 2012.
I was about to say, I thought they were out the door, so good to see that they're together.
Yes, they're together. Apparently, it was actually David Bowie himself who'd counselled James Murphy to kill the band in 2012.
Sorry, what? I've never heard that story. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's true, because I think they worked together on that Arcade Fire album, Reflector, so they spent a bit of time together, and James Murphy was just worried, obviously, about the band getting stale. You know, they've done 3 records. But they're back, and there's a serious Talking Heads influence that runs through this. The cathartic, sublime dance punk elements are still very much there. But this album feels a touch more unified, perhaps, than their previous records. It's a beautiful album about aging, regret, and an arduous search for meaning. I think we've got the song Other Voices here, which is track 2 from the record.
Do indeed. I'm going to play that out. It does sound like it's going to be a fresher sound for them, but still everything we loved about them originally.
Yeah, so I saw them when they played at the Horden Pavilion a couple of months ago, and these tracks, despite sounding a bit different in recorded form, they slip right into all the classic LCD Sound System songs.
All right, we're going to go out with Other Voices now. Daniel, thank you very much for filling in with Andrew. And once again, congrats on the album.
Thank you so much, Nick.
are your friends? Who is impossible? And who is the enemy? These are the halls that we're presently haunting. And these are the people we currently haunt. Push back the walls. Push back the